things to do. People to see, deals to sign, products to sell.
Projects to do, reports to write, figures to check, invoices due, trends to plot.
Are you still cluttering up your day with laborious paperwork instead of using an Apple to help sort it out? After all, you're not paid to churn paper, you're paid to use your brain.
Mountains to climb, worlds to conquer, bid for the top, storm the Bastille!
Have a cigar. How about lunch?
Apple, the power to succeed.
Hello! Welcome to the Goldcast, the best 30-plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Erfan Elijah. Joining me today, after spending 2 weeks in the Arizona heat, he's realized short jean shorts are a great way to stay cool and look good, and he plans to bring that look to the streets of San Francisco. Leander Kaney is here.
I'm back to my old cargo shorts, the ones that go all the way to my shoes, because it's so freezing here. You wouldn't believe how cold it is.
But that was such a good look. Your legs look super, especially after you shaved them.
Yeah, no worries. I'll be posting some pictures up on Instagram.
Oh, definitely. Please do. Also with us, his sweat is one of the main ingredients in aphrodisiacs and men's cologne. Buster Kine is here.
Hey, dude.
You smell so nice.
Oh, it's that sweat. Just a great, fragrant sweat. Yeah.
It is so fragrant. And Leander, you got to sniff on Buster for a full 2 weeks. Didn't you guys get to hang out?
Yeah, we just...
I mean, I know that was one of the prime reasons you said that you were going down there.
2 weeks of sniffing, yeah.
2 weeks of just smelling Buster. Did you guys get to do anything together?
Yeah, we hiked up Camelback Mountain in the middle of Phoenix.
Well, Buster told me that you met him at the top in your Land Rover.
I wish. I clambered up behind him.
He actually said he was genuinely worried about you making it to the top. and having to call one of those helicopters to come get you.
Right, well, there's a helicopter pad. Yeah, I'm woefully out of shape. It was hellish. He's like, oh, man, you know, it's like a double black diamond height.
It's like a double black diamond.
Isn't that right, Buster?
It is. It says that, like, on the sign for some reason.
Yeah, and it's like, caution, you know.
Caution.
Extreme hiking.
Achtung, baby.
We had to get up at 4:30 in the morning and hit the trailhead at,
oh,
like,
Lord.
5:45. And then you have to be off the mountain before 9, otherwise you just fry.
Because it's just like, so hot. Oh, before 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, Buster? It's like... Yeah. It's... but there were still hundreds of people there. And it's like, you know, it's just like... you know, what's that movie with Vin Diesel where he's an alien? Pitch Black, right? Remember when the sun comes up on the alien planet?
Yeah.
And then the minute the sun hits anything, they're incinerated? That's what it's like.
Oh, so on Crematoria. On the planet Crematoria. Okay. Good movie reference. That's a great movie.
So we were down. We were... Well, how long... What time were we off the mountain, Buster? Like,
I think like 10.
I think it was even earlier than that, wasn't
it? Yeah, maybe 9:30.
Did you just sleep the entire rest of the day, Leander?
I was knackered. I was definitely, you know... yeah, hurting. the top part, you have to sort of, you're actually sort of rock climbing. You have to, well, bouldering. You know, you have to climb up. You can't, there's no hiking.
And the rocks are like 180 degrees each.
Yeah,
it
wasn't,
you
know.
They sizzle your skin.
Yeah, not so bad. But it's not an easy hike. It was hard. Then he rubbed my face and everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, I normally run this.
Just on the way down.
on the way. Going down was harder for me than going up. Much harder.
Really? Were your knees hurting?
Yeah, my knees are sort of pre-arthritic. And it's just, you know, I got no... It's like you know, Pinocchio coming down the mountain, right? I mean, I've got that much flexibility, like this wooden guy with stiff joints. And it was killer, yeah. It was horrible. So I'm sliding down my butt in some parts.
Oh, man. I wish you would have gotten some video of that, Buster.
I should have, yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't jump off any cliffs or anything into the water, did you, Leander?
No.
No, even though you
promised. No backward flips.
Well, at least you wore the short shorts. Hopefully we'll get some imagery of that up on Instagram. we have got a lot of Apple news to talk about this week. The rumors are just, the leaks and the rumors coming hot and heavy now. I mean, we're probably maybe 3 weeks away from the actual Apple event. They haven't announced it yet, but we know this thing's coming in early September. So we're getting leaks galore now on the iPhone. We have more information to share with you today about that. We have more information to share with you on the Apple Watch 2, on some iPad updates coming your way. And once we get through all the news, we're gonna wrap up with a new game called Cultcast Choices. This is the game that reveals the true us. Buster and Leander haven't played it. I don't even think they know what it is yet. So we will do that at the end. It should be a lot of fun. Before we jump into the news, let me say thank you to Squarespace for supporting this episode. Squarespace, I always tell people, if you need a website, and I really mean this, you should check out squarespace.com. If you have a business, maybe you just need a presence on the web. Maybe you are trying to get a job and you want to have a presence on the web where recruiters can come look at you. They can see links to your social sites, maybe to your LinkedIn, what have you. Squarespace is a great way to go because you can have a website that is beautiful, up and running in mere moments. And you can get a cover page set up very quickly. A cover page is a one-page website. It's very impactful. You can have a large image as a background, or even now, and this is a new feature, you can have moving video in the background. So some kind of compelling content to pull people in. And you can write a little blurb about yourself or about your business and just have a very simple presence on the web up and running in no time. And then once you're ready to build out a larger website or even an e-commerce website, you can do all that via Squarespace's easy-to-use drag-and-drop tools where you will be able to create a website quickly, beautifully, without having to know any code whatsoever. Check out squarespace.com to get started. You can build any of the sites I mentioned, and you get a two-week free trial. And at the end of the 2 weeks, if you like what you've built and you want to continue your service, you can use code CULTCAST at checkout. You'll save 10% off any order. Squarespace.com, the code is CULTCAST. Thank you to Squarespace for supporting this episode. Okay, let's start here, Buster.
Uh-huh.
The Apple Store is dead.
Indeed.
It's no more. Yeah. Did you hear this?
Yes, I saw the news that it's just called,
I guess,
the
if you
Apple.
Want to get your iPhone repaired, you're going to have to take it to the Microsoft store.
Yeah.
Which conveniently is right across the parking lot from any Apple store. And they're wearing the same outfits. So you might even feel like you're in the Apple store. No, I'm kidding. The Apple store is still there, but in a strange, bizarre move, they're changing the name from Apple Store to just Apple.
Yeah.
So now if you need to get your MacBook fixed, you're going to just go to Apple.
Yeah.
At insert name of city here. So Apple Phoenix. Where's your Apple store, Buster?
Apple the Biltmore would be what it would
Apple
probably
Biltmore.
Be the closest one to me. Yeah. Which so, it kind of sounds weird because there's other
it
ones
sounds
like
totally weird.
Apple the Grove or Apple Fashion Show in Vegas. We were looking at them this morning. I think it's like partly to kind of like make the brand stick out a little bit more, kind of like you just go to Gucci and Burberry and Prada, like they don't call it the Gucci store, you know. So I think that's kind of the move, the idea behind
it. It's weird
it.
Though, because Apple has two different divisions. They have Apple that makes the products, and they have Apple that sells the products and fixes the products, Apple Store.
Yeah.
So I think this, I don't know, it sounds kind of kludgy to me. I don't like the way it sounds. I'll probably get used to it. This is, in the scheme of life, not a big deal. But
you're
it just
kidding.
Sounds
this is
weird.
One of the biggest things happened all year.
I know Leander's very distraught about it. Where is your Apple store now, Leander?
Apple San Francisco, Apple Stonestown.
Apple Stonestown? Because don't they have multiple apples around you?
Yeah, I think
so they
there's
can't
a
call it
Chestnut Street. No, right. But they weren't that known as that anyway. It was like Apple, what was it? I forgot the name of the street. The one down in Union Square. Well, it's Apple Union Square now, but before it was on the name of the street. Stockton. Apple Street. Apple Stockton Street.
See, it creates a strange sentence when people are like, hey, where are you going? I'm going to Apple Stockton. What? It's like, I'm going to the Apple store. Okay, communication over with. People know where you're going, why you're going there. Now it's like, you're going to Apple Stockton. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, you know, but like Buster said, I mean, you wouldn't have said that about, you know, Gucci is known as Gucci, right? Gucci Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, you'd say, I'm going to go to the Gucci store.
This reeks of Angela Arendt's doing.
Yeah, I think so.
Because wasn't she like a high fashion executive before?
Burberry.
Burberry. There you go. She's like, I'm not, you can't say you're going to the Burberry store. You have to say I'm going to Burberry.
Burberry, right. Piccadilly Circus. Oxford Street.
It's right. Anyway, for the record, I don't like it one bit.
Really?
Yeah, I prefer to go back. I'm going to keep calling it the Apple Store. I don't care what Apple does. But they've changed the nomenclature on all their websites. So now you'll see the new changes reflected there. But anyway, not a big deal. Let's move on to the stuff you guys really want to hear. Let's talk about iPhone 7. It looks like we may have a launch date. And this is kind of lining up with the announcement date that we talked about last week, which I believe is going to be September 7th. And the launch date is probably going to be September 23rd. So what is that? 2 weeks after the announcement date? That sounds about right. Right, Buster?
Yeah, 3 weeks after.
Wait, right? How is that 3 weeks?
Isn't 14? It?
No, it's like two in a couple days.
Okay.
Because 7th, right? September 7th,
7th is the announcement, and then 9th is when pre-orders are supposed to go up. And then, yeah, so 2 weeks later, the 23rd. Yeah.
So it looks like this comes via a report or a leak of the AT&T schedule, like the actual AT&T store schedule, where they told employees that they're going to have to stay on September 9th to do, what is it, like merchandising resets, where they go through and set up all the new
posters and stuff like that, new store displays.
They make them work all night?
Only like a few hours, it says.
Those poor SOBs at AT&T store. Actually, I don't feel bad for those guys. AT&T screws us so bad all the time. Screw those guys. What?
Well, we should talk about this on some future date, because I mean, like, all this stuff is up in the air now, right? With all the new data plans. And you know, you don't have subsidized devices anymore. So you know, now's a good time to start really thinking about switching carriers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's especially true just because all the new plans I saw. So for those not in the U.S., AT&T and T-Mobile announced new plans. But the plans I saw, Leander, sucked.
Why?
They were in the carrier's best interest. In no way do I think these are in customers' best interest, especially AT&T, because they used to charge you $10 per line to bring your own phone, you know, like a family plan. And now they're raising that. And I believe it's going to be $40 per device now.
No, it's $20 per line.
Okay, $20 per line. And in exchange, AT&T is not going to charge you for going over your data. But the plans seem overall like they're more expensive for consumers, at least people who are on a family plan.
Well, the family plan thing, we ran over all our data when we were away for 2 weeks. And so we had to switch the data off for the kids, and they're still complaining about it. They were without data for like half the trip, but we still ran over the data. And so every time it's a gigabyte, it's like $15 a gigabyte. So we got about 4 extra gigabytes, which is like pushing the bill up into the price of a new iPhone for a month's worth of usage. And then of course they just announced that they're going to do unlimited data. If you go over your allocated data diet, then it dials it back down to a lower tier,
128 kilobits per second.
It's like you're not going to be able to do anything. Speed. Right.
Yeah. It still works though, right? So
I mean, it works if you want to fax something.
Yeah, I'm like, what can you do with that? You can't
if you
stream.
Want to go to the BBS.
Yeah, you can literally do nothing with 128 kilobits per second. That is the internet speed I had in 1992.
Yeah, right.
So they are essentially cutting you off without actually cutting. They're giving you the smallest amount of data probably legally allowed by law in order to say they're still providing you with unlimited data, right?
Yeah, right.
They're essentially cutting you off.
Well, you know, I mean, to me it was a bone, right? I thought it was better than getting charged for overages.
Right.
Which we burned through in a minute. Like, we were going through like a gigabyte a day somehow. God
down
knows
there.
How. Yeah, out in the wilds of Arizona. So,
When you're up at in like this beautiful scenery in the mountains and your son's getting mad at you because he can't stream HD Netflix. Dad, I can't stream 4K Netflix.
Right. And he's watching some old episode of The Office that he's already watched a million times.
Exactly.
But I've been dying to, like, you know, I've been stuck with AT&T since way before the first iPhone. And then, of course, like, since the iPhone came along, you know, we've been sort of stuck. And every year I'm like, okay, we're going to switch, because we keep on wanting to switch to, like, Verizon.
Yeah.
And you know, we can't because we're sort of tethered to the plan, and then we get a new device and somehow we end up like, you know,
increasing
what we did.
It, yeah.
The problem is that we had devices at different schedules, right? So Tracy and I would get new iPhones when the new iPhones came out, but then the kids would get new phones or new plans or whatever, sort of like kind of 6 months later. So they would be stuck at, when our 2 year plan came up, theirs was still 6 months in.
Right. That was a big problem, especially when you're on the contracts.
Right. They were getting them for their birthdays and things like that, right? So, you know, every 6 months, someone's plan would renew. So we could never really cancel it. But now I'm like, since we've gone, you know, all the phones have, you know, they're not being subsidized anymore. I think now's the time to really, you know, think about switching. But I don't know which one to switch to. I mean,
I don't know. It kind of depends on your area, right? Because
yeah.
In my area, AT&T is one of the ones with the most reliable service and the best speeds and stuff. But if you're going to do it, I think you need to do it before September 9th, which is when AT&T's new plan takes effect, I think.
Yeah.
And the crappy part is, of course, is like I mentioned before, the carriers have been moving people into these non-contract models where you pay for your phone outright, and then you don't get hit with these high per phone connection fees because you're paying for your phone outright. Well, now they're sneakily trying to work those fees back up higher. So now not only are you paying full price for your device and AT&T or whatever carrier is not subsidizing, but now you're also going to be coerced into paying them these high per line fees.
That's the thing that pisses me off about the new AT&T plans is it's kind of like, you know, the subsidized payment for your iPhone that you used to pay. They've recouped that
exactly.
by charging this special access fee that you have to pay every month. It's like, what the hell is this?
Under the auspice of, unlimited data. This is better for you. Which the more you look into it, you're like, this isn't unlimited data. This is you throttling me to the point where it's completely not even useful after I've gone through my allotted data plan. You guys are going to get me going. I think you're trying to do it on purpose.
Well, we should dig into this, I think, you know, like, and really have, like, you know, really investigate, like, what are the better plans? Because the T-Mobile stuff today, I mean, they're supposed to have gone unlimited. But it looks to me like they just did a little bit of, you know, first of all, unlimited is like 26 gigabytes, right? So after 26 gigs, you get cut
off.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you can only, it's unlimited, what is it, 480p video? Not even
yeah,
480p
standard definition
video?
Streaming video. If you want to stream HD video, you got to pay them another $25 a month.
Yeah.
Right, plus tethering and stuff like
it's
that.
It's 2016. So. You're going to charge me to watch an HD video? why? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway. Yeah, you're right. So the more you look into a lot of these plans, at least from what I've seen so far, the worse they look. Like T-Mobile, I thought, was doing the right thing by people, and I really liked their plans up until this point, and I realize they're trying to simplify things, but the new plans that they showed recently do not look good to me. I would not purchase one because I think it's going to end up being more expensive for people in the end, at least if you have a family plan.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll dig into it.
All right,
let's talk about it
sleep.
Like next week.
Yeah. Okay. All right, everyone, wake up. We're moving on from the carriers. We're going to talk more about the iPhone 7. So here's some more stuff that we know. About the iPhone 7, we keep getting more details here and there. It looks like we're going to have an iPhone 7 and an iPhone 7 Plus. There will not be an iPhone 7 Pro this fall. This according to the Japanese blog Mako Takara, whose sources have been reliable in the past. And they also say that the devices are going to have greatly improved cameras, which we've talked about that before, although we have some more to talk about for the smaller iPhone 7. And they also mentioned the capacitive home button. And when I start seeing different outlets corroborating different features like this, to me, it always indicates that this is going to be a real feature. What do you guys, Leander, what do you think about that?
Which one is what's going to be a real feature?
Well, just when you start seeing different outlets start corroborating different aspects of a device, doesn't that usually mean it's going to happen?
Well, I'm just, you know, wondering about that. Like, a Buster, I think, would be better to ask this, you know, like how the different rumors tally up. But, you know, they seem to be all over the place, and it's very difficult to know which ones real and which ones aren't. Like, you know, the one we're going to talk about in a while. The you know, the one about the speaker grills,
mm-hmm.
and based upon a schematic. That schematic looked really sketchy to me. I know for a fact that there's a lot of fakes and mock-ups knocking around, and you know, some of the rumors look sketchier than others, and I think there's definitely an echo chamber effect going on, you know, where and a lot of it is like, you know, a greatly improved camera. What does that mean?
Well, that's like every year, right?
Right.
I feel like you could say that. Oh.
I mean, it looks like we're going to get a dual lens camera for sure, but you know what that actually means. I think the rumors are. I'd like to know actually which ones. I'd love to bust it and chip in. I'm sure he can give a better opinion.
Okay, well let's move on to some more specific examples. So you talked about that speaker grill. So there was a schematic that came out this week showing that the iPhone 7 speaker grill. Well, let me back up for a moment. So on the new iPhone, there's supposed to be two speaker grills on the bottom instead of one because they're going to be getting rid of the audio jack. So people naturally presumed, well, there must be dual speakers then, right? One speaker under each grill. But there was a schematic that came out that said, actually, one of the speaker grills is not going to have a speaker underneath. It's just there for show, just because Johnny Ive loves symmetry. And there might be a microphone underneath it, but other than that, it's pretty much useless, and there's still only going to be one speaker on the iPhone 7. Buster, what do you think about that?
Lame. So lame.
Do you think it's accurate, though? You saw that schematic I'm talking about.
Yeah, like Leander was saying, sketchy schematics. I never really trust the schematic leaks, because anybody can come up with that bullshit. And also the...
well said.
Like, the case, like, the rear shell leaks, like, there's so many Chinese shops now in Shenzhen that, you know, make fake ones. We saw some for the SE, you know, that were curved like the iPhone 6, and that's definitely not what Apple came out with. So, you gotta be careful with it. Making a second speaker grill just for show, I don't know. That sounds stupid to me.
Well, if they're getting rid of the headphone jack, though, I think it makes sense.
Maybe. I think
it would look fine if they just made it smooth, you know?
On one side, without symmetry on the iPhone? Sacrilege.
I don't know.
Johnny Ive has to make everything symmetric. That's one of his main goals in life.
Well, it's not symmetrical right now. If you look at the bottom of your iPhone, you got the headphone jack, and then you got the speakers on the side.
Wait a second.
Right, so I know.
So, Damn it. but there are two things on both sides of the bottom, even though the shapes aren't the same. I think it'd be weirder if they just had one set of open speaker grills and then nothing on the other side.
I know. I think it would look fine.
Well, just that. They haven't been symmetrical for a long time. If you look at like a bunch of... I've got an old iPod Touch here that goes back years and it's not symmetrical. And you know, I don't think they've got buttons on one side and no buttons on the other. And they've got a camera off to one side and you know, nothing to match it up on the other side. I mean, the thing is you know, not symmetrical. And I don't
You know what? The more you talk, the more I realize that you actually may be right.
And I thought that, you know, they were trying to eliminate holes.
What the hell's wrong
openings.
With this thing? It's not symmetrical
right.
at
Why
all.
Why would you add more holes if, like, you're trying to make it more waterproof?
Yeah. There was talk that they weren't drilled all the way through, right? So they were just half-drilled.
They're pseudo holes?
Yeah.
Tricksters.
Faux holes.
That would be stupid.
Foles. We've taken that as far as it can go. That's what Johnny Ive's going to call them. He's going to devote like 2 minutes on stage talking about the foals.
Right.
Passionately speaking about the foals. Let's talk about the camera. I thought this was great news, if this ends up being true, that is. And that is, there was a leaked component for the iPhone 7. This is the small version, not the Plus. Of the camera parts, right, Buster?
Yeah, the little
that
module.
Showed that we may be getting optical image stabilization.
Yep,
that would be so nice.
I believe that because it's been on the 6 Plus and the 6S Plus for the last 2 years, so it just wouldn't make sense for Apple to bring it over to the smaller camera. It's kind of surprising that they didn't have it on the 6S, actually.
It kind of is, but. They always like to differentiate the Plus from the regular. And so I think if they would have added optical image stabilization to the smaller iPhone, it would have diverted sales from the Plus to the smaller iPhone.
I don't think so, because I don't think anybody really buys the Plus for the optical image stabilization. But
no, but for the better camera, I think that they might, if they want to have like the absolute best camera.
Well, now that it's going to be a dual lens camera.
Especially now that it's going to be a dual lens camera. But it was a decision for me, even when I was buying my iPhone... On this generation, I was bummed that I wasn't getting optical image stabilization. It's especially useful in video.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're taking video and it's all shaky and stuff. And you know, I like to take video myself doing things around my neighborhood, walking my dog,
dance parties,
on the hoverboard, things of that nature. People don't like it if it's shaky. The other part that I thought was really interesting about this, and I don't think we've talked much about this before, and that is from all the images that we've seen so far, the camera itself looks as though it's going to be larger on the iPhone 7. And that could be a very good thing, because if it's a larger lens, presumably it will have a larger sensor. If it's a larger sensor, presumably it's going to have similar megapixel to what it already has, because Apple isn't one to just up the megapixel count on every iteration of the iPhone, because they know megapixels aren't necessarily important. And if they keep the megapixels the same and they make the sensor larger, then almost undoubtedly the camera is going to have much better low light performance, which is a feature that everyone always wants. More low light performance, taking better pictures without the flash, because when you have more surface area, the sensor can capture more light, and so you have less noise and you have better nighttime photography. So that would be a super cool feature. I would be thrilled to see that happen. I think that's all the iPhone 7 rumors we have. Let's talk about the Apple Watch, Buster.
Oh yeah.
We got a little bit more news this week. Only a little bit more news, although from a reliable source.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Bloomberg tell us we should expect?
They said no, you will get GPS, but you won't have LTE connectivity. And better fitness tracking too on the watch too.
So not a lot of details there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They didn't specify what they're talking about with better fitness tracking. But it sounds like Apple was pretty serious about getting LTE data on the Apple Watch, but it was a big drain on the battery. So they didn't add it. They were talking to carriers supposedly about adding it to your plan. I'm wondering how that's going to work out. You're going to get a $20 Apple Watch tethering cost or
yeah,
something?
Right.
Or,
that's a great point.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it'll only be 128 kilobits too, right?
So yeah.
That's all you need for...
They have got to get the carriers to allow you to add that device for free.
Oh, I doubt that'll happen at all.
Because it's not a heavy data using device. It's not like your iPhone. It's not like your iPad. You're not going to be browsing the web or watching videos on your Apple Watch.
I mean, what do you want to get on your Apple Watch exclusively? I'm thinking like messaging, so texts and emails, and then maybe weather and a few other like news bits or something like that.
Yeah, notifications.
Small notifications, yeah. But you're not going to want to browse the internet from your wrist or watch a movie from your wrist,
You're gonna need a tiny little magnifying glass, which will be included in the box for Apple Watch too. The eye magnifier.
I'm a bit skeptical that you need a cellular connection for your watch, to be honest. I mean, because it's still, I think it's still gonna be. It's like the early days of the iPod, right? When it was attached to a Mac.
Uh-huh.
The Mac, with iTunes, that was where your library was. It was the iPod was a satellite device. You had to have a Mac, you had to have a computer to do most of the heavy lifting.
See,
and I think the same is true for the watch, really, right? It doesn't.
I think it's kind of going to go in that category like the pagers and beepers, for a little bit. Kind of like you can disconnect without completely disconnecting with your Apple Watch. Like you still keep tabs on everything from the watch if your phone's not around.
Well, the GPS was definitely something that people have been asking for. And, Graham, fitness columnist, have been written a whole bunch of stuff about this because, he's an avid runner and the Apple Watch just wasn't a good running watch.
No, yeah, it's not.
By lack of GPS. So now adding GPS would make it a much, much better running watch.
Right. If they're going to make it a serious fitness device, I think it needs to have GPS.
Totally, yeah.
Because then people who don't have iPhones could buy it and use it as a fitness device.
Do you know anything about because GPS chips, they used to be really power hungry. That's why, they've only just started to appear in watches, haven't they, in the last it's less than 2 years.
And cameras too.
The Garmin watch that I have, it has GPS and the Russian positioning, GLONASS or whatever they call it.
The Russians got a positioning system?
Yeah, yeah. It's the separate one.
GLONASS.
But it works just fine.
Don't use GPS. Use the GLONASS. It's more accurate.
Why does it have the Russian one?
Just for more accuracy, because you have the GPS is the American military one, and the other one is the Russian-built positioning system.
Global, too, I guess,
yeah,
obviously. Yeah,
yeah.
Huh.
I had no idea. I learned something here today.
Yeah,
thank you. I just thought everyone used GPS.
Well, GPS, I think it's the standard that was built out by the U.S. military. And so everyone uses it,
yeah. too.
Right.
But the Russians, they're like, no.
We have built our
own. Niet.
Thank you. More appropriate. Let's talk about iPads. So here's an interesting bit of news. This comes from Ming Chi Kuo, Apple analyst. He's the best.
Extraordinaire, yeah. He's the man.
He actually knows stuff and gets stuff right. I would argue he's actually the only Apple analyst that knows anything.
Well, probably because he's based in Asia and all the other ones, you know, are from the U.S. and they try and, you know, get sources in Asia and it's totally wrong. But
like Genie Munster?
Yeah.
Where does that guy even live?
He lives in, like, Minnesota, I think.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, you're going to get a good pulse from
him.
He's
got great Chinese manufacturing sources from his hometown in Minnesota. Yeah, so this guy is normally very accurate. People listening to the show hear us talk about him all the time. And he says that we can expect to get another version of the iPad in the year 2018. So he says we're going to get some pretty, not super exciting, but significant updates in 2017. But then 2018 is going to be the year Apple blows the doors off and gives us, quote unquote, revolutionary upgrades, which will include a radical change in form factor as well as AMOLED displays. And he says we're going to get a low-cost 9.7-inch iPad, a 12.9-inch upgraded iPad Pro, and then a brand new 10.5-inch iPad Pro variant. I thought it was strange that the 9.7-inch and the 10.5-inch, though, were so close in size. Don't you guys think that's a little funky? So
I'm wondering if Apple's going to change the aspect ratio, because currently on the iPad, it's still 4:3, I think. And on the iPhones, it's 16:9 now. So I'm wondering if just the screen change to like a 16:9 display is what's going to, you know, change that to the 10.5-inch iPad Pro.
And dropping the 9.7?
Yeah, and just dropping the 9.7 from the Pro lineup. And so maybe that 9.7 will just be like a low-cost, cheapo iPad Air 2 or maybe the baseline iPad Pro. I don't know.
It is interesting, though, that he didn't mention the iPad Mini. Are you still with an iPad Mini, Buster, or did you upgrade?
Dude, yeah, still rocking the Mini.
The Minis are great.
They are.
I wonder how many Apple actually sells. I'm sure most people buy the full-size iPad, but I've owned a Mini before, and they're like the perfect size iPad for reading.
Yeah.
And if you read a lot, I would argue that a Mini is probably even better than a full-size iPad. But he doesn't mention the iPad Mini, and we've talked before about how it's possible that Apple may replace the iPad Mini with just the iPhone Plus, because it's close enough in size that you really don't need both. In fact, I think that's kind of true. If you own a Plus, there's not really a reason to own a Mini.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm thinking this year, if I upgrade to the 7 Plus, I would probably have to get rid of my iPad Mini because I wouldn't have much point for it, you know.
I don't know. Do you guys see Apple, you know, using that rationale to actually get rid of the iPad Mini? It seems a little weird to think that somebody who is wanting to spend or wanting to have a device like the iPad Mini would be instead coerced into spending almost twice the amount of money on an iPhone Plus, because the iPhone Pluses are a premium iPhone, whereas the iPad Mini is a budget, I would argue, a budget iPad. So it's going to cost you a lot more money. I don't really know if there's a use. Maybe the use case is not the right way to phrase that. What's that?
There's not much demand anymore.
Yeah, I just wonder if people would make that trade-off.
Yeah.
I don't think people would.
I don't know. It does seem silly to have an iPad Mini and a big iPhone. And also, if you know, Apple was able to put more power into the iPad Pro lineup, the 9.7s. So, it just seems like it's not a full computer in the Mini factor, and that's not where the iPad lineup's going. You know, Apple's trying to push it to become like a true computer replacement instead of just a big iPhone.
Yeah, well, we don't have long to tell what exactly is going to happen. Again, I think we're going to have an Apple event here in the next We might even have it like in the next 3 weeks. It could be that soon. In fact, it probably, what is the 7th? It is 3 weeks away, isn't it? Booyah. I just did that math in my head. Just like
uncanny.
That.
Uncanny.
I touched my finger to my temple and just made that calculation just right on the fly. If people listening want to tell us what they think, if you're hearing all this and you're like, you guys have it totally wrong or you're missing something, this is a good opportunity for me to mention you can join us on our subreddit, thecultcast.reddit.com, and we post a forum for every episode, and you can join us and let us know what you think. I'm always up in those, too, reading your comments, clowning on fools, upvoting, downvoting, mostly downvoting. No, I'm joking. I upvote everything. I just upvote bomb everything. So if you have something to say, definitely come join us on Reddit. Before we jump into our new game, Cult Cast Choices, I promised people on Twitter I would do a shout out. If you want to get a shout out, I'm going to start doing this every week. We're just going to do one, and I apologize if you're not the one who's chosen this week, but I'm going to do one every week. So if you aren't following me at Aerophon on Twitter, if you tweet me your name and your location, then I will choose one every week and give you a shout out. This week's shout out is going out to. Did I go down too far? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. This shout out goes out to Tim Wuhlers, who lives in Berlin. Oh, Leandita. It's your friend, Tim Wuhlers. He's from Berlin. And he wants to go by the German Tim. I like that. He's a German Tim. And actually, from his profile pic, he's got a super tight cut mustache and beard. I think you'd get along great with this guy, Buster.
Oh, yeah?
Just because he has a beard, I made that assumption. Yeah. He kind of looks like the German Tim Cook, actually. He's real clean cut. He looks like he's friendly, but probably extremely powerful, like Tim Cook. And, good-looking man. Thanks for listening, Tim. If anyone else wants a shout-out, make sure you hit me up on Twitter. All right, let's move in to Cult Cast Choices. So this is a game that reveals our true nature, and here's how it works. I've gone on to either.io, and I have selected a group of questions that give you two choices, and you have to tell me which one of the choices that you would select for yourself, thus revealing the inner workings of your mind and soul. So you guys ready to do this?
I guess.
Okay. Let's start with an easy one. Question one. Would you rather be able to travel at light speed or be able to read minds?
Oh. Leander?
What? I rather like the idea of a British man in short jean shorts traveling at light speed.
And how come you picked on me first? You should have gone for Buster.
Oh, I don't know. You sound like you were ready to reveal your answer. I was, and thus your character.
My mind was already like mapping out all the different things you could do if you could travel at light speed. And then you hit me with reading minds, which is another mind boggler.
Yeah.
Reading minds, actually, both these have their pros and cons, because traveling light speed could be great because you go really far away, but what if you accidentally hit like a meteor shower that you know about?
Well, yeah, dusted. Or black hole. Yeah.
Or black hole. You end up in a black hole and you're like, oh no, I'm in a black hole.
It'd be bad news, wouldn't it?
And where's
the nearest place to go visit is what? How many light years away is it? Like Alpha Centauri or
Vega?
Hey, yeah, Vega. Isn't that the closest? And how far away is that?
I think Vega is. I don't even know if this is actually a real place because it's from a movie that I really like that I can't remember the name of at the moment.
Contact with Cody Foster.
Great. Yeah, right.
Yeah, which is a great movie.
It is a great movie. Matthew McConaughey. Hey, hey, hey.
It's 25 light years away.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead. Make your choice.
Make your choice, Leander.
Well, you know, reading people's minds what if you couldn't turn that off? You know,
that's
what,
exactly one of the bad things about it.
That's what I'd be worried about.
And you go out in public and you hear the guy behind you go like, oh, look at that British guy in those jean shorts. His butt is so fat. Think how much that would wound you.
Right, exactly, yeah. It could be ugly.
You'd hear all the horrible things, including your family members think about you.
Oh, no, it's daddy.
It's dad again. I can't stand that guy.
Yeah, I think traveling at the speed of light, I think, is definitely, yeah, that's definitely the one I go for.
That sounds lonely, because you can only go with yourself. So I think I'd go with reading people's minds.
I'm going to go with reading people's minds, because actually, yeah, you're right. It would be super lonely to go. But, man, it would be so cool to go. Space is so vast. It's so vast.
Yeah, that would be cool. If I could live on different planets, but I don't.
You go to the moon for the weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, you're looking pretty tan, man. Where were you? The Bahamas? Nah, the moon. I was on the moon.
Right.
Lovely there this time of year. Okay, next question. This one is, would you rather only write in cursive or only type in caps?
Oh, God. Well, I'll just write in cursive because I never write anything. So
I never write anything either.
So, yeah, that was easy.
And I feel like if you only typed in caps, you would end up getting in a lot of fights with people.
Yeah.
And I don't mean fights on the internet. I mean, like, fist fights.
Or they just think you're weird.
Yeah, because when you write on caps, you're always yelling at people. All right, I'm going with cursive. Leander, what's your choice?
Typing caps.
Typing caps.
I like to fight.
Typical. Yeah. I knew that's what you're going to pick. You're out there drinking your soda.
I only type in caps anyway because I don't touch type, so I've got to watch the keyboard. And I type in away, and I look up, and it's all in caps. I suddenly hit the caps button.
I just thought you were yelling all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Oh, here we go. Would you rather be punched in the face by Mike Tyson? Or would you rather punch a toddler in the face, but thousands of people are watching you do it? This is so easy. There's not a single one of us who would want to get punched in the face by Mike Tyson, huh?
Yeah, that could be fatal.
You're going, yeah, he could kill you.
Yeah,
punch. And everyone secretly hates toddlers. Let's just admit that up front. Everyone wants to punch
balling, right? Yeah, you'd be doing him a favor. Shut up.
You'd be doing his parents a favor, too.
Then all you do is apologize after profusely. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't really mean that.
Plus, if thousands of people were watching you, there'd be a moment of silence where people were shocked, and then everyone would cheer for you like you were in the Coliseum. There wouldn't be one single person not on their feet. They'd be like, yeah, doing slow clap. They would love it. Okay, so are we in agreement on that one? We're all punching that toddler right in the face.
I guess so.
You want to take a punch by Mike Tyson?
Well, he's old now, and if he has some gloves on.
No, I think it's bare fists.
Bare fisted. Right.
I wouldn't even want to be punched in the face by old Mike Tyson. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're right.
That'd be terrible. I bet you still got it. Okay, let's move on to this one. Would you rather have a giant birthmark covering 78% of your face, or would you rather have a 2-foot tail?
2-foot tail?
2 foot. That's actually not that long.
That'd be great. Yeah. That's not even a real choice. That's between something horrible and something great.
I think how hard it would be to live an everyday life, though, because you'd have to, like, your car would be uncomfortable. You couldn't sit in a normal chair.
Well, you just tuck it up, you know, you just put it up the back.
Just tuck it, tail tucker.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I guess you'd have to cut a hole.
You have to cut a hole in all your pants.
And your chairs, yeah.
Think how easy it would be to flirt, though.
Yeah.
Like, you could, like, hit some girl with your tail, and she'd be like, stop. Hey, baby.
You could scratch your nethers, yeah.
That's right. You could fan yourself, and
would it be, like, a prehensile tail, or would it just, like, a you know, rubbishy, like, a horse tail?
I think you'd have to be able to use it.
Yeah, if it's, like, a...
Definitely. So you could swing from a tree with it. That'd be great.
Well, it's only 2 feet. You can't, it's not, like, a 6-foot tail. It's only 2 feet.
2 feet. Well, you could probably hang from a branch.
You'd be like a killer maid, too. You could dust from both ends. That'd be great. What if you could pick stuff up with it?
Yeah, at supermarket, you know, you'd be racing through down the aisles.
Okay, I have to admit, at first I was horrified by the idea of having a tail, and I was thinking birthmark all the way, but now I think you guys have swayed me. I'm going with the tail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Choice.
All right, tail. We got the last one here. Would you rather be a centaur? Oh, no, we got two more. Would you rather be a centaur or be a merman?
Oh, Merman, hands down.
Really?
Merman? Swim in the sea, yeah, and chill with the sharks and stuff. And
I think it'd be really cool to be a centaur because you always see, like, the centaurs are super svelte, right? They have, like, these long manes and they're super buff.
Yeah.
But I think
they got a lot of action, too.
Yeah.
You know for a fact they're doing it all the time.
And you can date women or you can date horses.
Yeah, you're doing other horses.
And with the Merman, where's it gone? You don't even have one.
Oh, it comes out. It comes out.
I don't know, does it?
Yeah, it's just like
that's
on
a good
fish.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a dog. Gross.
Don't fish, you know, don't they do it in the sea? Like, you just sort of, you know, it comes out into the water and wafts over the eggs.
I'm not really sure how fish penises look or work. I think it's something like that. I'm not sure, yeah.
Right, the female fish lays the eggs, and then the man comes,
yeah,
the male
just
fish comes along.
But he still has to have, he's still got to have something to squirt with.
It's so, not a very intimate way of,
Yeah, it's rubbish. No, definitely a centaur.
Yeah, definitely a centaur, yeah. Although it kind of sucked to be, and I thought this would make a great comic. I was thinking about this, and I was like, every centaur you ever see is just totally ripped, but there's got to be like the everyday centaur out there. He's just not very ripped. He's kind of like the overweight guy.
Right, looks more like a mule, half donkey, half.
He maybe has some moobs. And all the other buff centaurs are always making fun of him because, like, he's just kind of chubby. He doesn't play sports with the other centaurs. He just wants to, like, listen to music and read and stuff. Okay, last question. This is a tough one. Would you rather have a slight lisp or a cock eye?
Oh, cock eye.
Leander,
dude,
you'd look pretty baller with a cocked eye, I think.
A cock eye is like a boss eye, one that goes and points in the other direction, the wrong direction.
Exactly.
What was the other one?
Slight lisp or a slight cock eye?
Oh, definitely the lisp.
The lisp, huh?
Yeah. The all lisp. Right. I'd rather go to the lisp.
Buster, what about you?
Yeah, I'll go with the cock eye because people just think you're either crazy or a badass.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I think I'm going with the cock eye, too. who's going to fug with a G? The guy with the cock eye, Leander. Yeah, you're gonna be. People are gonna be fighting you, and no one's gonna mess with us.
The lisp adds distinction to your voice. It'd be great for a podcaster to have a lisp. In fact, I was listening to there's a woman with a lisp on the World Service, and she sounds great.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. People hate her. I looked it up because it was always
because she has a lisp.
It's really distinctive. It's funny, you know, like on the because you don't hear you know people on the radio with a lisp.
No, and you definitely don't.
Especially a newsreader, you know, and so distinctive. I looked her up, and then I saw these hate comments. Oh, I hate her. But then half of people love her, too. I found it really hypnotic.
You know what I just realized is the lisp in the audio format is like the cock eye would be to the video format. So you could be like a news anchor with a cocked eye. Every time he looks at the camera, they're like, which camera is he looking at?
Go to camera two.
Go to
no,
camera
four.
Two. Wait.
No, no. Two. No,
back to three. Which one is he looking at? I don't know.
Yeah, you see, that's a definite disadvantage in the newsreader
I don't
business.
Know. Keeps it interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's a camera change like every 2 seconds. Camera guys are always sweating.
On their toes, right, any minute
keeps
now.
Them on their toes. Alrighty, well, hope you guys enjoyed.
Is this a game,
cast choices.
Is what? This one of those card games, you know, that you get, like exploding kittens or...
No, it probably should be, though. So if you're interested in checking out some of the questions that we answered, you can head on over to either.io. There's a ton of great questions there. And you know what? I just realized we should, for future episodes, we should have people contribute their own cult cast choice questions. So I'll be announcing details about that on my Twitter. We'll probably do it on Twitter and then also on our subreddit so we can keep track of it more easily. Well, that's all the cult cast we have for you guys this week. If you want to tell us cult cast choices for the future or what you think about Apple's upcoming hardware, hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Airfun, Buster's BST3R. Leander is L. Caney. This has been the CultCast, the best 30-plus minute app conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the CultCast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening. And we'll see you guys next time. Were you mesmerized by that?
Yeah.
I was getting into it, yeah.
Yeah, now you're into it. You're like, let's continue doing it. Let's go for another hour.
Great.
It's Leon Dieter.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Welcome back, Leander.
Yeah, I'm. I just, you know, I figured you. Why do you guys even invite me on anymore?
Why is that?
Oh, I know, because you had such a great,
great time couple with of episodes Alex
without me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a grand old time.
I saw loads of tweeting and retweeting about that. My favorite episode ever. How great to have the old band back together. You know, CC, Buster, you, and Alex. No El Caney on there. It's going to be like, what happens when I die? No one's going to give a fuck.
Everyone's going to be like, it'll be like 30 episodes later, and people will be like, what happened to El Caney?
Yeah, what happened to him?
Oh, man,
go?
He died.
Bummer.
Well, at least Alex is on. It's all good.
Oh, man.
We'll have a couple sips of Stella Artois in your honor.
I've given up drinking.
Well, but you've said that before.
No, I really have.
Is it permanent?
For weeks now, yeah.
But last time you gave up drinking, you said you'd given up for weeks. So that means there's a little bit of cheating that happened
in
there.
I had a glass of wine, you know. I went out for dinner with my mom and had a glass of wine. So hardly like a Stella, you know, binge.
Now your mom, on the other hand.
Yeah, well, she can. Anyway, yeah, so the next day I had a... That night, couldn't sleep. Terrible hangover the next day. Like, really bad. Migraine, headache. Had to go back to bed.
From one glass of wine?
One glass of wine.
Jeez,
and then the next day, I still had the headache.
My friend is the same way. There's certain kinds of alcohol that make him really sick, that get him really hungover. And red wine is one of those things.
What else?
Certain kinds of beers. Same thing. We went on a camping trip. Like in the mountains, camping trip, and I bought, idiot, I brought a whole box of wine. Like one of those big boxes.
Oh, yeah, the bags.
Yeah, like the Franzia or something. And we stayed up. Everyone else went to sleep, and he and I stayed up till like 2 in the morning drinking this box of wine, throwing huge logs into the fire and being idiots. And then we went to sleep, and he woke up, and he was super hungover. And another guy on the camping trip was taking, like, these powerful antibiotics for this infection that he had. So, like, these two guys are taking trail breaks every 10 minutes to puke and have diarrhea on the side of the trail.
Nice.
Jeez.
It's like a regular British camping trip. You might have the same thing. Because it's weird to get that hungover off one glass of wine.
Yeah right. And I used to have to drink, you know, like, red wine and not get a hangover, weirdly enough.
Huh.
Like I get a hangover of beer, but not. I get a bit of a hangover, but not really bad.
Well, see, that's the problem. Then is you built up a tolerance, and then you let it go away. So really, what you need to be doing is drinking all the time.
Never quit,
and just never stop.
Just keep that blood level, alcohol
you
level.
You keep
up
it above 0.5, I think.
Like Speed, right? Like that movie.
Yeah.
It drops below a certain point.
Yeah,
it blows up.
If Leander's blood alcohol drops below 0.5, he explodes. Quick, get that guy a beer.
Right, chug it. Chug.
You got to wake up in the middle of the night, fan the flames.
I got to do something. I mean, my whole life revolved around it.
That's right.
It was my only hobby.
And you were good at it, too.
Yeah, right. I know. It was the only thing I did with my friends. The only reason I had any friends.
You're like an Olympic level drinker. You're like the Michael Phelps of ale.
How about that? Not quite, but it has left a big black hole in my life.
I mean, you can't be a British man who doesn't drink. I don't even think that's legal.
I know, especially bubbly, beautiful bubbly beer.
Oh, yeah.
So delicious.
So delicious. In fact, I'm going to go get one right now. Oh, wait, there's one here on my desk, and it's open already. How'd that get there?